So, Drake London has been kind of a hot topic here at Fantasy Football with Gumbo. The last couple of years, me and Dugo have reviewed a lot of wide receivers. We've given praise to some. We've given kind of vitriol to others. And Drake London has typically fallen in the category of guys that we didn't exactly believe in. This year, some things are different. He has a new coach, Raheem Morris. He has a new OC, Zach Robinson. And he has a new quarterback, Kirk Cousins. What do we expect to be different for Drake London this year, now that he has some new teammates, a new front office, and a new regime? This year, compared to previous years in which, you know, Drake London finished as wide receiver 35 or wide receiver 31, I do expect the guy to take a step forward. Going into the season with Kirk Cousins, I have a little bit of concern in terms of how they will mesh. Kirk Cousins has supported receivers who have broken records, Justin Jefferson being the guy who comes to mind. Justin Jefferson is a special receiver, and I've seen some people on the internet compare the two guys, mostly because their target share will be maybe somewhat similar, but in my opinion, their talent levels are worlds apart. One thing I love about Justin Jefferson as a receiver is he's a little bit more agile. He's able to drop his hips at the top of a route, re-pivot, and accelerate out of cuts, which creates natural separations against, you know, defensive backs. Drake London's more of like an upright runner. He relies on his physicality to bring down balls. So he's relying on his ability to outjump you. He's 6'4", so he's tall. So he can, you know, high point the ball better than you can. But receivers like Justin Jefferson are amazing for quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is the type of quarterback who sits in the pocket, amazing pocket presence, and he's going to hit you on timing routes. He expects you to be in a certain location at a certain point, and the more separation you have, naturally the better he's going to perform. Guys like him who are more so pocket passers, guys like Tom Brady even, they love a receiver who can create natural separation. That's something that Julian Edelman did really well in New England. That's something Justin Jefferson did really well in Minnesota. The issue I have with Drake London is I don't know if he can do that, create natural separation. He runs very upright. The best comp that I have for Drake London is AJ Brown in his Tennessee Titans era with Ryan Tannehill. That's what I see happening in Atlanta, is AJ Brown with Ryan Tannehill type shit. Ryan Tannehill, if y'all remember, with AJ Brown, helped AJ Brown kind of become a household name. AJ Brown in Tennessee finished, at least in fantasy football, as a wide receiver 12 one season. Another season he was wide receiver 15. And another season he was wide receiver 31. I believe we're going to see something similar to that. Yes, they may get the target share. Yes, Drake London may get the volume. But with a 62% catch rate historically, I need to see him come down with more passes. Pause, but with more balls. I need to see him come down with more balls than what we've seen historically. And I hope, and for London's benefit, it would be great if Kirk Cousins could target him 150 times in a season and London could come down with 100 of those, which would be, what's that, like 66%, two-thirds? But if he can't improve his catch rate, if he can't create more natural separations against these DBs, I think we're going to continue to see Drake London finish like he has previously, which was as wide receiver 35 and wide receiver 31. I've told you guys from the rip, listen, man, we loved Garrett Wilson out of that class. Treylon Burks was someone that we thought could be halfway successful if he fit the right regime or if he hit the right team, and, you know, that hasn't really gone great. We loved Chris Olave out of that class, and so we're shooting about 50%. I would like to see Drake London succeed just because he seems like a solid dude. He's been stuck with Arthur Smith and Marcus Mariota the last couple of years. So that's not great. But man, if I'm being realistic and if I'm being truthful, as receivers, him and Justin Jefferson are worlds apart, and that seems, for whatever reason, to be the guy who he's being compared to this offseason. So much so that they are drafting Drake London in the second round of these fantasy football drafts, which I think is way too high. The guy was wide receiver 35 last year, and because he has Kirk Cousins, they're estimating that he's going to perform at least 20 spots higher, 20 to 25 spots higher. And a lot of that is based on the premise of, hey, the wide receiver room is Ray-Ray McCloud and Darnell Mooney. Rondale Moore is out for the season, unfortunately. And Kyle Pitts hasn't really shown us enough to believe in. Dude, I don't know if it's going to be that easy or that simple. Kirk Cousins is a timing, pocket, passing quarterback. He wants separation. Darnell Mooney creates more separation than Drake London does. He also stretches the field. Ray-Ray McCloud creates more separation than Drake London. A lot of Drake London's passes are going to be 50-50 balls. That's just the type of receiver he is. He's upright off of releases. He runs upright all throughout his route. He doesn't really drop his hips and create acceleration out of cuts. And I don't, like, dude, you're going to create interceptions for Kirk Cousins. He needs separation. He's great with timing. He's great when you give him a little bit of space. But if you expect him to just keep plopping you with darts throughout a 17-game season when you got a cornerback basically just on your shoulders, on your back, that's not going to happen. It's going to get to a point to where throwing to you becomes a detriment. And now they're going to heavily rely on Bijan Robinson carrying the rock. They're going to go ahead and toss it up to Kyle Pitts in the middle against outside linebackers. And when Ray-Ray McCloud or Darnell Mooney get one deep, they're going to catch a pass. Drake London's role in this offense and Raheem Morris's team on Zach Robinson's offense is to run a lot of in-breaking routes. Now, Raheem Morris and Zach Robinson come from the Los Angeles Rams offensive scheme. If y'all have heard me break down Puka Nacua, one thing the Rams do really, really well is they run three wide receiver sets, typically in bunch formations, really well. The benefit of a three wide receiver set in a bunch formation is it's hard to get hands on these receivers. If you have three receivers bunched up on one side of the field, DBs can't come up and press because they'll get picked off by one of the other two wide receivers. They'll get stuck and somebody will be open. I expect to see a little bit of this, actually a lot of this, in Atlanta because Zach Robinson never called plays, but that's the offensive scheme he was essentially raised in the NFL. I think we see a lot of bunch formations with Drake London being maybe like the Cooper Kupp, meaning he's the leading receiver out of the bunch formation, but simply because of his inability to create that natural separation, he doesn't really have a ton of speed. We don't know what his 40 is because he never ran the 40 after college. You know, it's one of those things to where, hey, hopefully the scheme can create separation for the guy. Hopefully the scheme can draw up great opportunities for him to get targets. But compared to like a Justin Jefferson, compared to some of these top end receivers like a CeeDee Lamb, a Tyreek Hill, a Ja'Marr Chase, he just isn't as skilled of a route runner. And for him to go ahead and hit the value that you're hoping he hits as a second round selection, because he is being taken in the second round of a lot of these mock drafts, you're relying on a ridiculous amount of volume, and you're also relying on a higher than 62% target share. He's caught 62% of his targets in 2 years. If he were to get 150 targets this season, which is a lot of fucking targets, you're looking at 93 total receptions on 150 targets. Bro, that's not great. Like, you can't enter that top 20 of wide receivers if you're catching 93 of 150 targets. You hope that number increases with Kirk Cousins throwing higher quality balls, higher quality passes. But brother, if like 62% on 150 or 160 targets is still less than 100 receptions on a season. And if you have guys like Darnell Mooney and Ray-Ray McCloud, whose sole purpose on the team is to catch those deep passes and open up the field for you to work inside, I don't see how you're going to go ahead and leverage those deep passes to accelerate your numbers as much. They have people in place for that already. Those are my thoughts on Drake London. I think that he's a really great receiver. I don't like him in the second round. I think he's more of a fourth or fifth round selection. Let me know what you guys think. You voted on today's topic. Follow us on X @TheGumbo_pod. My name is Ja, and until we meet again, peace.